Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to share these next few moments together. I'm continuing on in a message I began several days ago. I've entitled it Conquering Canaan, looking at eight aspects or traits or characteristics or attributes of a victorious Christian. And with the Lord's help, we'll look at the last two today. And that seventh point I'd like to share with you is a faith that believes before it sees. The Joshua generation, if you will, believes what God says, not what they see, not what physical vision reports. You understand that God commissioned Moses to send 12 spies into to search out that good land, and 10 gave an evil report. Let's hear what they said as I read portions of Numbers, the 13th chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 27. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him, in other words, the spies, said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which came of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." They based their report on what they saw. And what is an evil report, beloved? Well, an evil report is anything contrary to the Word of God. Because of that slave mentality that the children of Israel possessed, even in spite of the many miracles, the dramatic miracles they had seen God do in the land of Egypt, bringing them forth out with a strong hand, they believed that evil report. And what was the consequence? They lost their inheritance, and they died in the wilderness, all of that generation, except Caleb and Joshua, who believed God. And for you and I, beloved, as we move into our inheritance, if you will, moving into the promises of God that God has given to us, we're not moving into a physical, literal land as the Israelites of old, but we're moving into our spiritual inheritance, and we're going to encounter obstacles, giants, and let me just say, that does not mean you've missed God's will. On the contrary, when the things are spoken over you prophetically, or when God gives you a rhema word in the spirit, or out of his word, a scripture promise, and if problems and difficulties arise, it does not mean that you've missed God. In fact, it just confirms that you are entering into your promised land. They were absolutely obeying God. God spoke to Joshua in the very first chapter of Joshua. He said, "Arise and get up, you and this people, and go into the land that I have given you," present tense. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises for us to possess right now. The 10 spies saw themselves as grasshoppers. Beloved, the devil can never defeat you until you see yourself defeated. The Word of God tells us the righteous are as bold as a lion. But you can only receive the promises of God as your inheritance, as you see them in God's Word and believe that they are yours. This is the only evidence we need that God has said it. Because God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. If you believe what God says, you will be able to conquer. If you are positive, you will receive the blessings of God. And when you enter into your inheritance, as I said, you must expect opposition. You cannot see yourself as defeated, however, because if that's the purpose of faith, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, and it's the substance of things not seen. Even though it looks in the natural that you may have every reason to give up hope, every reason to turn around and turn back, yet God is saying, go forward, child, I am with you. Trust me and know that I am with you. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. And so, beloved, faith, the faith that conquers, the faith that calls the things that are not as though they are, we are called the children of God, are we not? And it was by the Word of God that the worlds were formed. He spoke and there was light. And just as we speak God's word, as we say, what did Jesus say? You can say to that mountain, be removed and shall be cast into the sea. If we know that God has good things for us, you see, the devil is trying to get you to believe when you face difficulties that, oh, you've missed God, or God doesn't love you, or you've done something to offend him, you're walking in condemnation. Those are all lies of the enemy. He will do everything he can to defeat you. And beloved, as we move on, there's just one final thing I want to share with you, and that is to understand the power of choice. That's God's greatest gift to you, and it ties in really to the seventh point I'm sharing, a faith that believes before it sees. Why? Because you have an opportunity, you have a choice. Are you going to believe God? Are you going to believe what his word says? Or are you going to believe what the enemy is whispering to you? Are you going to believe the lies he's sending your way? That power of choice is truly God's greatest gift. It's our will and our ability to choose. In Joshua 24 and 15, we understand that we are free men. We're not under obligation. We are released from the tyranny of must or have to, but we choose to do the good things that God has given us. There was a farewell speech, and I'm going to turn to it. It's in the book of Joshua, and it is the 24th chapter. Let me turn to that, because, beloved, there is so much God has for you, and the enemy just wants you to give up just before you see the victory. And the Lord is encouraging you through this broadcast to just hold on and to hang on to his hand, because he is going to make a way for you. This was Joshua's farewell address at Shechem, recorded in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. And in that 14th verse, this is what he declares to the people of Israel. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And beloved, the Lord has done the same for us. He's brought us out of the land of sin, out of the land of Egypt, out of that land of darkness. He's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And he's encouraging your heart today that whatever it is, whatever desires he has placed in your heart, the Word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Well, those were the lessons that I felt to share from you as I spent time with the Lord and pulled together, if you will, these characteristics that just as Joshua was successful and victorious, so you also can be. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we've had to share the goodness of the Lord and your faithfulness. And Father, I pray now for those who have heard this word, and for all of us, Lord, that regardless of whatever we're facing right now, we shall be admonished and encouraged and exhorted by the word of the Lord, that just as Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. We will not be defeated. We will see our inheritance manifest in our lives and in the lives of our children. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your strength. And we thank you, Lord, that we shall possess, each of us, that promised land, that unique inheritance that you have given to each one of us, in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I invite you to tune in next time as we share the good news of the Lord. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.